course, video and tape the presentations anyway, so we can send those out. So, good evening, all. Welcome. It's great having everyone here. We have a couple of guests that are coming in. Drake is here already. We'll introduce Drake when that time gets here. And then also we have Maddie coming in here in a few minutes. Welcome to our third and final Student Advisory Board meeting for the year. Again, very grateful to have all of you here. And we've got a few things to cover. So I know Janelle earlier in the last couple of weeks has sent out information. The agenda is attached. So hopefully you've all received the agenda. We're going to walk through kind of step by step on the agenda. We've got a few presentations for everybody this evening based on some stuff that we heard from our early spring presentation from our students. And so we'll be in good shape. And again, the recap, we heard loud and clear from some of the students, and we received some emails that we wanted some information about the projects and things that we're doing in the future related to equipment purchase and what we're bringing and how we're bringing and that sort of thing. So Drake is here. We'll get into that here in just a couple of moments and allow him the opportunity to do that. Hi, Maddie. I know you're in. I don't see you, but I know you're here. So welcome. We'll get to you here in just a few minutes. Appreciate you all being here. The agenda, obviously, we'll recap, which we've done. We'll do the budgets and finance overview with Maella here in just a couple of moments. We'll do a couple of overall updates for campus recreation, and then we'll get right into Drake's updates based on some things that we've got going at South Rec and all the other recreational facilities. And then we've got a special programs focus. So Maddie is from Outdoor Recreation, and she's going to do a little OR representation for the group this evening just to give a little understanding about what outdoor recreation does. We'll have an opportunity for some constituent questions, a couple of announcements, and then if any discussion points at the end. We are again recording this so we can send out to everybody. And Janelle, as I remember correctly, we have updated all of the past notes. Everything is on the website, correct, that
Yes.
we house this. So if ever there is a need for anybody to refer to old information or things that we've previously done, the recordings and all the notes are on our website. And happy to send that out again as a reminder to everybody. Okay, very good. Let's go ahead and get started. Maella, let's turn this over to you and let's update everybody on some budgets and finance information for Campus Rec, if we could, please.
Yes, so I heard you last time, and I believe it was you, Madeline, that said that you guys maybe needed a little less detail. So I'm just going to go with a brief overview of our student employees and our staffing expenses. So this is just in general what we have spent so far. And I always say that we have a lot of student workers, and I always pride that Campus Recreation is one of the largest student worker employers on campus, and that we're the largest one that does not require federal work study. So we currently have 550 students and 43 university staff as of today. And the one suggestion we received last time is he wanted to see a little breakdown of the PO, the purchase orders that we've done recently, and the breakdown of the cost for our equipment. So this is just equipment that we've purchased since June of last year to the day. And as you could see, the price of per unit is in the hundreds of dollars, but it goes all the way to almost $11,000. And this is for what we've purchased right now. I believe Drake may go into more detail, but I do want to show you a sample of a purchase order that we have. And then just a quick reminder that yes, you may be able to find this type of equipment cheaper in another place, but it's probably not going to last as long. So we have heavy usage, and this is why we have to have all our dollars into the equipment, or not all of our dollars, but a lot of it. This is the time of the year where we typically start purchasing because it's we tend to do this based on what we have available, and this is the time of the year where we get to know how much we're going to have available. But Drake and I have been talking and discussing about actually switching that up and prioritizing the equipment and starting to do it earlier in the year, because in the last couple of years it's happened that we try to purchase equipment right at the end, and then it doesn't post until next fiscal year. So, in hopes to avoid that, that's kind of what we've discussed, and we'll come up with a plan to do that. That's all I have on my end. And do you have any questions, Meredith? Or Scott?
Thanks, Myla. I appreciate it. Drake, do you want to, based on that slide, just so that Meredith and all the other students that'll see this have an understanding, can you kind of walk through some of the processes that we go through and that you have gone through specifically to kind of hear what our students have been saying over the past couple of years and upgrading what obviously are some of the needs that we're looking at?
I do, and I have a lot of that in the presentation, but I can give a brief overview of it now before we get into that. What we do is for our South Rec and soon to be for our whole department, we utilize a committee of our department experts. So we utilize our fitness and wellness assistant director and our fitness and wellness coordinator who have extensive training in the PT, group fitness. The wellness capacity of Campus Rec. Myself, I have a master's in physical activity, fitness, and wellness. We also include our facilities team, our maintenance tech, who repairs all of the equipment. So when you see work order signs are down, we have that individual there to let us know on what types of equipment he's having trouble getting parts for. And we use some of our facility ops team, who are the ones that staff the weight room to see kind of the trends. We pull data from a lot of our equipment, and you'll see some of the equipment that I'll show later. We're going to continue to integrate that data. So we pull, especially from our cardio machines, at least at the beginning of the end of the semester, how many miles have been put or how many hours have been put on each set equipment so we can track trends of use. An example is we're really seeing a decline, and it's an industry-wide decline in regards to elliptical usage. Stairmasters and treadmills have become very much more popular, and so we're trying to trade out as many of our ellipticals as we can to utilize our Stairmasters because a couple, 10, 15 years ago, Stairmasters weren't as popular, and now they're coming back. We also do full facility membership assessments, so we'll send surveys out based off of access to each building. That will sub question each space, and we'll take feedback and actual data from what the students are using and asking for to try to make some qualitative and quantitative data-informed decisions on the type of equipment that we're prioritizing.
Thank you, Drake. Appreciate that. Outstanding. We'll get back to you here in just a couple of moments. Thank you, Myla, for the update on the budget piece. Very helpful and very insightful. One of the big things that I want to talk about a little bit today with you all is kind of some changes that have happened or have occurred in the staffing realm here at Campus Recreation. And so we've had some movement that have happened. So Drake is on this, but Drake is in Corey Eifert, one of our other associate directors, are going to kind of, I guess you could say, flip-flop some positions, I guess, for the sake of a better word. So Drake will oversee all of the facility side of the fence, and then Corey Eifert will move from North Rec and the satellite facilities. He will move over to South Rec, and he will handle all of our IT aspects because those demands have grown significantly with campus recreation. And if you all remember, or you may not know this, but IT was centralized here a couple of years ago, and we had a full-time Campus Rec member that was centralized as a part of that. And so we have found the need to really have an in-house person related in doing all of our IT things. So Corey's going to handle that. Corey is also going to oversee the membership aspects of what we do, which is getting new members, really keying in on our current members and really focusing on the member experience for us. And so we think that's going to be a win-win, and that'll become effective here in a couple of weeks on May 11th. We've had some changes. Some of our associate director, or excuse me, our assistant directors have gone on to bigger and better things. Our outdoor recreation director, Michael, has taken a position at the University of Texas at Austin, an academic teaching position. So we're thrilled for him in doing that. And then we have a married couple on campus, Jake and Allison Minnis. Allison landed the job, a higher level position at Texas Christian University. So they're getting ready to leave and go to the great state of Texas, and she's going to do great things there. And Jake's following her. So we're going to miss those folks, but we have great plans to fill those positions and to get those positions filled. We also currently are searching for an aquatics coordinator as well as a fitness coordinator. So we're really we have great candidates for both of those positions and really excited for what that brings. The one positive that we have, even though that we're losing staff, we're not losing staff because they're disenchanted with what we do and how we do here. We're losing staff because kind of in our field, it's that progression upward. And so we're seeing that. We're seeing our staff, our younger staff in particular, are being swept away and given great opportunities and great paying positions elsewhere around the country. And that's what we should be doing for our younger staff. So we're very, very excited about that and excited for their futures and what's going to happen. But we do have a green light. Milo's been working hard with our budget and finance teams on campus to ensure that we do have the funding available for our future and to replace those positions. So Milo's done a great job in getting that approval. That actually came through in the past week or so to rehire some of these positions. So we're really excited for what the future is going to be. And we're excited to bring people with new ideas and different ideas into the University of Arizona and into Campus Rec to be able to provide us some of the cool things that we need to move forward and to make that happen. So staffing has been kind of the forefront centerpiece of what we're doing and how we're doing. The other quick update on mine, and then we'll go back to Drake to allow him to do his presentation, is that we're still working through some finalization of agreements for the Mosaic Corridor project, which is the Iceplex. I've alluded to that in the past couple of meetings that we've had. It's the new ice rink facility that's being built in the Keno Sports Complex. We're still working through all the agreements and the legal dots, crosses of the T's and dots of the I's. And so once we get through that, we'll have a very, very lengthy presentation to give you all when we come back in the fall to tell you a little bit about that facility. And again, our hopes are still to be in that facility in March of 27. So, outside of that, Drake, let's throw it back to you and let's kind of walk through all the cool projects that we have in store for us here coming this summer and into the fall.
Awesome. All right, my screen should be sharing. It's refreshing. You're all good. All right, so I'm going to go over some exciting things we've done as well as some of the exciting things that we've done this year and facilities. And so, as Troy alluded, we are going through a restructuring in our facilities team, which will be highlighted in some of the decision-making processes that we're going to move forward. But just for the individuals who I haven't met in the room, my name is Drake Belt. I'm currently our Associate Director for Facility Operations and Safety. I was an undergrad and master's student at Indiana University Bloomington, where I got my BS in psychology, master's in kinesiology, physical activity, fitness, and wellness. Formerly worked at Loyola Maryland as the Assistant Director for Aquatics Ops and Special Events. And I started here in 2019 and actually started as the Assistant Director of Aquatics and Safety Program. So we've had a lot of change, and I'm really excited for the opportunity that this department has given to our staff. So some highlights that I was proud of from our FY26. So we did renovate our pool, full replaster, LED board, the deck, the furniture, flags, lane lines, et cetera. We were able to, you know, anytime you do a major project, there's minor tweaks as you learn and you go through the process. We were able to get all those pushed through, and we were able to host viewing parties for March Madness this year and change the colors of the lights in the pool. So that was really exciting to see that Wildcat community as we went through March Madness. We were able to do some updates to our South Rec South Gym basketball court, which I'll show in the next slide. But it was actually designed by a senior graphic design student here within our department. So I'm really proud of our marketing team to get a student employee to design a gym floor that will be a long-lasting central highlight piece of our campus community. I don't have data on it, but I can't imagine there's many universities, especially in the Pac-12. I'm sure in the Pac-12 it's zero that have been designed by a student, and he did an amazing job. And we began reviewing some deferred maintenance need and future planning for the facilities, which led to a lot of the position updates that Troy had led to earlier. So for those who hadn't seen the weight room or the South Rec gym, I just wanted to highlight from our vendor some of the updates that we did. So currently the South Gym had no branding of UA. We had no logos. We didn't have any colors in there. And what we did was we needed to redo the floor. It was causing potential hazards for the students and the intramural and the athletes that we utilized. So we had a full resurface of the floor, total rebranding. We stained the wood. We got graphics in there. It's set up for the same amount of equipment that we were able to do prior. So volleyball, badminton, basketball. And we were able to use a local company that's done some work in there. So we're really excited to get that branding into our facility and really to start being proud of that Wildcat pride. Let's see if I can. There we go. So I want to highlight what's coming in this upcoming year, some of the things that Troy had worked discussed. And so here are some of the projects that we're working through now and or pushing forward for this FY27. So one of the big ones is we're working with facilities management this summer to really update our Rincon Vista fields, which is an off-site. It's where the near the soccer stadium. And this is where many of our intramurals and club sports are practicing. We have looked at the conditions of the field, and it is not safe to move forward with the fields the way they were. We're seeing divots, holes just from the type of usage, and then a lot of areas where mud is forming and it's making it unplayable for longer periods of time. So we're working with FM to remove the sod to laser level the field, and then it's called tifting, which is a mechanical plant's method to re-sod the field for us. So we won't lay sod out, we'll tift it, and it's like sprigging is a proper term. And it will make the field flat, level playing field, really safe. And we're really excited for the students to come back in the fall and have a brand new field. That did take faculty staff softball away for the summer. They were able to get some of that happening currently. And we're really excited to have a brand new field for faculty staff softball in the future as well. One of my biggest things I'm really excited for is right now, when you walk into the South Rec facility, you go pretty deep into the facility before you talk to a campus rec staff member, before you're greeted. And what we're going to do now is we're looking and working with FM to move the front desk all the way into the front lobby of the building. So, what you're looking at right now is right when you walk into the front doors of the South Rec facility. We would put the desk there. That's where our staff would check individuals in. And over here on the right, you'll see that this is a mock-up that I'm working with a turnstile company right now that would allow two exit gates and four entry gates into the South Rec facility. This would also update our turnstile and IT so that the turnstiles are actually working. Right now, the South Rec facility has three turnstiles that are outdated. To update those is quite expensive. We can take the same amount of money that we would apply to updating those turnstiles and increase and better servicing our community by putting the front door. We want people to walk in and feel that they're at a UA building, that they're greeted, and that they know that they're here for Campus Rec. The former think tank space, which is now being referred to as our South Rec classroom, is also a space that we found through headcount data in partnership with Think Tank that is a high square footage space, but a low actual usage space. So what we're currently doing with that space is looking to see how we can increase meeting space for our large staff, our student staff, as well as academics or other groups that want to meet on campus. And so we're looking to turn that space into a classroom by getting modular furniture that's able to move around the room, and so that we can do presentation seating, you can see group seating or discussion seating, and that will just allow us to have more strategic meetings without taking away active recreation space from our users. If we wanted to have a meeting with our whole department currently, we might have to take room A offline, which is an area that a lot of people utilize for dance or club practice time. So this is the area, it's right next to our current front desk across from ShakeSmart.
Drake, how many people could that room fit if you continue with the plan?
This would be just under 100 individuals with the modular seating that they have.
That's great. Thanks. Sorry to interrupt.
No, go please. Anytime, jump right in. And it would be about, I think it's 100, then 110 total people if you have, depending on your presentation mode as well.
Great. Thanks.
Similar to the South Gym, the Mac Gym floor is another area that hasn't been updated since the original building of that around 2012, 2013. And so the Mac flooring needs to be totally resanded, resurfaced, which gives us an opportunity to also rebrand the space. There's currently, if you took a picture of our Mac Gym flooring, it could be any floor, any middle school, any high school, any university. And so we really want to continue that Wildcat pride throughout that space. And we're also looking to include badminton and potentially pickleball onto that court moving forward. The lining of badminton and pickleball will just be determined based on how busy the design space is through regulation basketball and volleyball usage. As Mayella said, we've been moving through our purchasing for our major facilities. So here's a list of all of the equipment that we've purchased recently for all of the facilities. What's not included on here is that we've bought two, we're waiting for approval on two Stairmasters for each facility as well. But what you'll see is we're getting more treadmills in some spaces. The big one for South Rec is that we're going to replace all of the Cybex selectorizers that are on the first floor with the Lifetime Insignia to selectorizers. This is for Lifetime Fitness. They are a great partner with us, and I'm really excited to integrate some of that equipment moving forward. Why I'm excited is we're going to begin to integrate technology into our weight rooms utilizing them. They have a lot of connected strength and online programming that they're actually including as part of this purchase. So usually it's a connect piece that you pay additional for. But due to the type of equipment that we're purchasing and our current relationships, it's something that's going to be integrated into the purchase part portion. So we're really looking to integrate that with our PT program in the future. I foresee that being maybe a 2-year program, 1 year of us learning how that system works, 1 year of integrating it, and then with year three, you know, it'd be completely something that we're just comfortable utilizing and advertising. Here's a picture of all of the equipment that we got. We did it all black on black, so the upholstery will be black and the equipment will be black. Why? The black upholstery is one of the easiest for us to repair, so it's something that can be cost effective for us. If we were to brand it with UA colors, it is much more expensive, but it's also much harder to match that leather, and it causes the equipment to be down for a longer period of time. So though it would look really great for that first month of usage, it's something that might cause us to spend more money on the long term. So yes, some of the equipment is expensive. It is commercialized equipment though, so we're excited to get a lot of this in, and we'll still continue to have the Matrix Ultra line on our second floor. And that is also the equipment that we have at our North Rec facility. So we'll be utilizing similar equipment across all buildings. So one of the things that I was also asked is what could come? So how are we taking all of this information, this data, the changes in our positions to really continue to have an impact and utilizing the student data that we're collecting to really create a space that individuals want to come to and want to recreate in. So one of the visions that we're working through now is what could our weight room look like? What you're looking at is an overhead view of the South Rec weight room, where all of the equipment was taken out in the drawing, and we gave it to Life Fitness and said, what would you do with the space if this is a brand new building? We did this with a few vendors that do this for free as part of their service. And the goal of this was, how can we create a space that different levels of users feel welcome? And so what you'll see is over on the right, the idea here is that if you walked into the weight room right now, all of the equipment is together. Our vision would be that there's a future here where all of the equipment on this side would go to an X weight, and that would be for, that intro level user who might feel gym intimidation and not know how to work out. You would then stack selectorizers, which is a very easy entry point for individuals who aren't comfortable freelifting to work out. So creating a space where they come in, they do their circuit, and they're able to leave. This side would also have dumbbells all the way on the right, but they would go all the way to the heavier weight. So this would be where you would see those individuals that are gonna find a gym no matter what. They're heavy lifters, they're plate loaded. And you'll see that this is where the squat racks are in the middle. And so what we're creating is basically progressive workouts based off of the type of user that we have and allowing them to work out in an area where they're not putting a beginner user next to somebody that might be a power lifter. The second floor would then be envisioned to be heavy cardio, functional stretch and fitness, and then to increase and create a large turf area for the upstairs. And right now, this doesn't touch the fish. What could this look like? Here's a close to a 3D rendering of this. So you'll see all, they've labeled it by color, not because that's what we want to purchase, but just to identify type of users. Over here on the left, blue would be our beginning to intermediate users. And on the right would be the red is going to be those more progressive, intermediate to advanced users. This would be up to maybe 35-pound dumbbells, the selectorizer circuit, our cable machines, and then it introduces them to easy accessible plate-loaded machines. But it's really designed with the idea that the selectorizers lead to the cable machines that lead to this. And on the right side, it's going to be more progressive lifting, and heavy lifting. A little bit of cardio, but to decrease the amount of cardio on the first floor, we're seeing a lot of those cardio machines aren't being utilized very heavily. A lot of the cardio has been pushed upstairs or other areas of the building. And then still to have a more functional turf space that we have here. And this area down here would still be the stretch space that we have identified currently. And this would be a different viewpoint of the upstairs area that has some of the turf, some of the functional equipment, and some of the selectorizers and cable machines so that we have adapted spaces for the users to go comfortable. And then we would outfit our what we refer to internally as our fishbowl area here with new equipment. So just as a highlight of how we're planning on moving forward, so we're going to continue streamlining staffing to integrate practices across facilities collectively, incorporate our assessment into project development, update all spaces to catch up with deferred maintenance from COVID. A lot of people don't like hearing that anymore. It's just still the reality that a lot of facilities are behind due to COVID. We're going to begin a 5+ year plan on facility updates. That's what a lot of this presentation is based out of. Utilizing our University of Arizona branding intentionally throughout our spaces, ensuring your university universal designs always sought after. Collaborate with our wellness staff to ensure we're meeting trends and best practices. And continue to develop safe spaces based on best practices and data as well. And anybody that has questions, even if you're viewing the recording, here's my information. You're free, feel free to call or send me an email.
Excellent information, Drake. Thank you so much. Very, very detailed. That's awesome. Great job. Any questions for Drake based on what he presented this afternoon or this evening? Okay. Thank you, Drake. It's also my pleasure to bring in Maddie Swecker. Maddie is one of our coordinators in the outdoor recreation area and has been here coming up on about a year now, Maddie, right? Getting closer there. And so we wanted to do kind of a programs overview as well. And we're gonna, in these meetings, we're gonna start looking at one program for each one of these. And So OR was it. So Maddie, without further ado, I'm going to turn this over to you to kind of do a basic introduction to what outdoor recreation is here at Campus Recreation.
Awesome. Thank you, Troy. I know I had a PowerPoint slide. Do y'all want me to pull that up on my end, or Janelle, do you have that? Wait, okay. I'm not sure if I have the ability to share my screen here.
Here it comes. Janelle's got it.
Okay, perfect. I think one of the, yeah, there we go. I think one of the best things about outdoor recreation is the pictures that we get of all the awesome things that we do. So wanted to share this slide. But I'll kind of give an overview of what outdoor recreation is and who we are and what we do. Hello, I'm Maddie. I'm one of the coordinators here at Outdoor Recreation. I get to oversee mainly our trip program and our rental center, and then also our outreach team. But I have kind of outlined all of our program areas on this PowerPoint slide here. So we have bikes, we have climbing, we have trips, we have group events, and we have rental. And so I'm going to kind of go through each one of those and give an overview of kind of what we do. So I'm going to start off with bikes since it's the first one there. And I think it is kind of, or it is in alphabetical order. And so with our bike program, we kind of do a lot of really cool things. On the slide, kind of one of the biggest things that we do is our semester and year-long bike rentals. So those semester-long bike rentals are only like $75 for students, with the year-long being $135. And so that's for them to have a bike to get around campus, to get around town. And with those rentals, it includes all of the upkeep of the bike. So, the free bike repair. So, you know, say, maybe, you know, their seat gets a little loose and it needs adjusted. That's free. Our bikes actually have solid tires, so we don't need to patch any tires on the bikes that we rent. But, you know, if something were to happen with the tire or the spokes or something like that that we're able to fix, we can do that for free, included in the cost of their bike rental with us. And so, speaking of, on the mall on campus, right in the center, we have a bike station, which is open from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday. And that area is staffed with people who can do quick fixes on bikes. So even if you haven't rented a bike with us, they can do things like fixing flat tires really quickly, or adding air into the tires, or adjusting the seat, or like those kind of quick things that need fixed, so that they can get you back on the road as quick as possible. But then if there's something that's like a little bit more complex, that needs fixed, like a derailleur or you know, something that may take a little bit more time, we have a bike shop at Outdoor Recreation. And additionally, everything that we do at the bike station is free, unless we are like giving you a new tire or something. But yeah, so then for our longer repairs, which typically do cost money, but at a really affordable price, we have our bike shop, which is in Outdoor Recreation, which is located in South Rec, that runs 2 to 5 Monday through Friday. And that's like a full bike shop where like we can do anything on a bike that needs fixed. We can order parts if a bike has special parts, or if the person who's getting their bike repaired needs special parts. But the affordability of it comes from, we also have a shop parts where pretty much everything is like $5, $5 to $10. So for new tires, or new handlebar grips, or you know, any of those pieces that may be more expensive elsewhere, and we're able to fix those. And then additionally, the first 30 minutes of labor is free. And then we charge at an hourly rate for labor after that, if there's something more complex going on. But also, if the participant or like the person getting their bike fixed is present for the repair or wants to learn or wants to help out, then we waive that labor cost. So it's a way to kind of like get people involved and get people excited about learning about their own personal bikes and maybe how to do some fixes on their own, and to share our kind of like excitement for bikes in that way. So a lot of options to keep things affordable. And I'm gonna move on now to climbing. And with our climbing program, we have a boulder wall that's located in South Breck as well. That wall is free for students to climb on. And then we have all the supplies for that. So we have crash pads to protect them from just falling on the mulch. And then also climbing shoes, which are always free rentals at Outdoor Recreation when we're open. And then if we're not open, equipment checkout also has them inside the main rec. So people are always able to go get climbing shoes and crash pads. Additionally, we run skills workshops every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And each of those kind of focuses on a different group. And they're all free for students to attend. And so the first one on Monday is the beginner bouldering series. So this is where people who want to get into climbing or maybe aren't sure where to start, it's kind of a place for them to come and learn. Our student leaders always go over like a new skill or a new technique or something at the beginning before they just get to free climb. And then on Tuesday, we have Boulders Beats and Beta, which is just kind of like a hangout, listen to music, meet some friends, just come and climb, less instructional. And then on Wednesday, we have our Women in Send, which is for female identifying students and participants to come and climb. And they always do like a little lesson at the beginning about a famous women climber or some sort of women related history in the world of climbing, which is really cool. And so, additionally, with those, yeah, they're all free. All the rentals, chalk, everything that you would need comes with those. And we've built up a really big community, and we have frequently a lot of students coming to those workshops, and a lot of people getting into climbing who maybe have never had the opportunity to do so before. And we've created a really great community with that. So super proud of that. Next, I'm going to jump into our trip program, which is where we offer low cost trips that range from a bunch of different things. On the slide, I've got paddle boarding, skiing, hiking. We recently, just last week, did like a watercolor painting trip where we went up to the top of Mount Lemmon and watercolor painted and drank some tea and stuff like that. So the trips are really diverse. We try to offer a lot of things. We have trips called micro adventures, which are like half day, low cost trips, where pretty much all of them are like $20 for students to come on. And they're like kind of a low barrier to entry to get people excited about being outside and learning new things about the area around Tucson and the cool things that we have to offer in the state of Arizona. And then we have our day trips, which are like longer, 8 hour long, trips where they do something maybe a little bit more involved, like hiking. This past weekend, they went skydiving, which was kind of crazy, but it was really cool. My student just showed me the video that they took of her when she jumped out of the plane, and it was really cool, really scary, not for me. But those are really exciting. And then finally, we have our overnight trips, which range from just weekend overnight trips, like going to the Grand Canyon, which is usually a really popular one. And then this semester, over spring break, we actually went to Crested Butte, Colorado, which is that picture down in the left-hand corner. And we did a ski trip in Crested Butte, and that was really awesome. Got everyone out of the desert and into some snow for spring break. So that was really cool and exciting. All of our trips, we price them at a break-even price point, so students are paying the lowest possible price that it costs us to run those trips, which is typically just the price of our student staff. And then if there's any sort of like fee associated with a campground or with the activity, so it's a really affordable way for students to get off campus and do something, especially if they don't have a car. And we also have all the gear that they would need to do the trip, so sleeping bags, backpacks, tents, all that stuff is included in their trip registration, which brings me to the next part of our program, which is our rental. I'm going to skip over group events for now. And our rental center is where we just have every piece of gear that you would need to go on a camping trip yourself or with your friends or with anyone, and you're able to rent it at low cost. So, for example, I like to use our paddle boards because paddle boards are really popular. If you go like to Lake Patagonia, which is just like an hour south of here or so, and rent a paddleboard for the day, they're typically going to charge you like anywhere from 50 to 100 bucks, depending. And ours are like 20 bucks a day. So we keep our costs as low as possible so that students can have the most accessibility to using our outdoor gear. And ideally, or like our goal is really to make students passionate about the outdoors, and then also gain the confidence that they need to be able to do these things outside of college or outside of our environment so that they feel empowered to, borrow stuff and go hike with their friends. Or maybe they graduate from the university and then they decide, oh, you know what? I actually really loved bouldering in college, so I'm going to continue going to a bouldering gym. And just so that we can give students that gateway into something that maybe otherwise can be inaccessible. Because I think there's a big misconception that outdoor stuff is often very expensive with all the gear. So it's nice that we're able to provide a lot of that to break down those barriers. So finally, I want to talk about our group events, which is a program area of ours that is really up and coming at the moment. It's gotten a lot more popular in the past year or so. But essentially, this is where we offer a lot of different, like, team building and challenge course type elements. And then also just like custom events that maybe it's a custom trip or something. But a big part of that is that team building. So we have a lot of groups come to us from all over Tucson, from all over the university, where we have trained student facilitators to facilitate them through different team building kind of aspects that all build off on each other, to help, teams build, get closer, or just like have a fun time and play some games and get to be a kid for a little bit. I think we don't get to do that as often as adults as I think we should. And so it's nice to play some games and do some silly stuff with each other. So that's a big part of the group events. And then also our challenge course stuff is like kind of these team initiatives, which are like a little bit more challenging to do, and they really help build teamwork and communication and a bunch of different skills throughout groups. So that was a lot of talking, and I think I summed it all up pretty well. Have a lot of areas and a lot of things to highlight, and it has my entire heart. So that is
Yep.
outdoor recreation.
Maddie, you did awesome. Are there any questions for Maddie in the outdoor world? I look at just these two folks who are on our professional staff, and I'm in awe. And Maddie alluded to this, but the passion that this team shows and the caring that this team shows, and I'm biased and I admit it, but this team shows incredible passion, and we just want students to succeed. And I think that's what really sets apart Campus Rec in the way that we program and what we do and how we provide. So we thought this was a great opportunity. Any outdoor recreation related questions for Maddie? The thing that I always crack up, and Maddie, I'll end with this with you, and thank you again for being here. There's a couple of we get a lot of our equipment that's used a lot, right? A lot of the rental equipment. But one of the key times that we get all of our equipment rented is Coachella. The outdoor festivals and things that happen, students will camp out and they'll come and they'll take everything that we have, which is great, right? And they can go and rent and camp out and enjoy belonging and the things that we're able to provide and help out in the OR world. So again,
For
thank
sure.
you, Maddie. Appreciate your time and efforts and explanation this afternoon. Really grateful to have you here.
Yeah,
Wonderful.
thanks for having me.
The thank you.
Before you wrap up,
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Mayala.
may you interrupt before you wrap up? I was going to say thank you both, Drake and Madeline. I think it's even me working here, I feel like we should have this type of presentations more often for our own staff. But I was going to say, because we have Scott here and then things end up going for approvals, I was going to talk a little bit about the cost and the process for all those upgrades that Drake was mentioning before. And Drake, do I remember correctly that it was going to be close to $1 million? You're muted.
The biggest cost initially is that to upgrade the facility and the weight room here at South Rec would be to update the flooring itself. And right now, the way the flooring is designed is that all of the squat racks on the far side can't be moved anywhere else. That flooring's reinforced. And so we'd want to reinforce the flooring throughout, which allows us to have full autonomy on the design. Should in 5 years we say, hey, this isn't what industry trends look like. Actually, we need to move this equipment to this location. But right now we're really tied to the location we picked when the facility was designed, and doing that on the bottom and the upstairs. And then on top of that would be to upgrade all, ideally, we would upgrade all of the equipment that hasn't been upgraded in the last maybe 8 years all at one swoop. So that way we could create a better equipment replacement plan. Because right now, as I said, a lot of the weight room equipment is on our deferred maintenance plans in regards to when we would cycle that out. And we're seeing that with a lot of the numbers on the, especially the cardio equipment.
This being said, the university has a process for big expenses and especially for capital expenses such as this. So I'm pretty sure your office, Scott, will be hearing from us in early FY27, hopefully.
Sounds good. Thank you, Mayella. And thank you, Drake. Nice presentation.
Going to send this presentation to Ilya too, so that
Might
along
be
with
helpful.
some significant purchase order requests.
Ilya is the big boss, so it's always good to have them involved. And again, Meredith, I hope you and the other students get a lot out of this because I think there's so many educational pieces. And I think a lot of the things that Drake talked about and Maddie talked about really earmark the things that students have been asking, about equipment and pieces and what we're doing. And, one of the things that I find very interesting in Drake's presentation, and Maddie alluded to this as well, is that we know at Campus Rec, there are a number of people that are intimidated about coming in. They don't want to come in. They don't want to be a part of that. And so if there are things that physically we can do, or the attitude has changed, or the look has changed, or something along those lines, and I think we've heard that this evening, we know this. And my job, and all of our jobs are to ensure that we're getting the most participation that we can. And we shouldn't have students who are paying to come to school and paying, the fees to be able to come to us. They should also be able to take part in what we do and how we do. So I think that's incredibly important for us to continue these efforts on. And we know things change dramatically and styles change and trends change and we have to change with that. We just can't stay and be satisfied with where we are currently. Drake talked about ellipticals are going out of style. I never thought in all the years I would be doing this that we would be having a discussion about ellipticals becoming old and obsolete, but the data is showing that they're not being used. So we need things in our facilities that students are going to use, and part of that is IT. And so I champion the things that all of our teams are doing and trying to make better. Thank you all for that those aspects and your expertise. Moving forward here, Meredith, do you have any questions, anything on your end for your constituents that you represent? Any questions you're hearing, any thoughts, anything at all that you would like to share with the group? Okay,
That
awesome.
was great. Thanks.
We'll say no news is great news, right? From that standpoint, at least we're meeting the needs of our students. Looking forwards, again, it's been a great year. We've accomplished a lot. We still have a lot to do. There's a lot of cool things that we can't formally announce that we haven't even talked about here. I alluded to the Mosaic Quarter and what that's going to look like, but we also have a facility called a fitness court that's going to be coming, and I'll send out something to all the representatives about that. We're on the fringe, Milo, with that one, right? To be able to make that one official, and it's going to be an outdoor type gym facility on campus, and it's going to be just a neat sight, and it's going to really bring some cool things. But more information on that to come. We think that's going to come to campus in the fall. So a lot of really great stuff with Campus Rec, and we're certainly blessed to be a part of this. For the future, we'll do three meetings again for next year. We'll have a whole new group of students that come in that are a part of this. We'll work very, very hard to ensure, and again, knowing that a lot of our students either have classes and we kind of mixed up the days that we were doing this. So we'll send a survey out to all of the students to try to ensure that we understand when the best times and what's best available. We've done prior to this year, we've done this meeting on Saturdays. We've done this meeting in the mornings. We've done it during the day. And so no time is ever the best time. Everybody's so busy and they have things going on, but we're certainly grateful for all of our students and everybody that's a part of it. So again, more information on that for later on in the summer. And then Janelle will be chiefly responsible for reaching out and making sure that we have equal representation across campus for students representing. Are there any additional questions we have? We're right at about an hour, so we did really good with this. Any additional questions from anybody on with us today? Wonderful. Meredith, again, thank you for representing the students as you've done all year. Wonderful. Scott, thank you for everything that you do behind the scenes. It's such a pleasure to have you here. So great seeing you again. I don't get to see you very often.
No, thank you, Troy. It's great to be here.
Good.
And great job to everyone. That it's always impressive. I love coming to these because I learned so much about all the things that you guys are doing, and it's very exciting.
We just had Centering at Sunset on the mall last week. It's a fitness yoga event that we did, but we had what 260, I think, that were attending that attended
Wow.
that event, and we had beautiful weather, and so just a great time to be involved in Campus Rec. But our students deserve it. I mean, they're the ones, they're the most important thing, and that's why we do so many of the things that we do. So wonderful. Until we talk again, we'll see everybody in the fall. Again, thank you everybody for everything, and we'll see you all soon. And check online here in a little bit. We'll make sure that we have notes and the videos up for you, okay?
Thank you
Take
all.
care
Thank
all.
you all.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.